Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The MBTA has fired the driver of the Green Line train that crashed at Boylston Station last week. The crash injured 37 passengers and caused about $500,000 in damage. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that before he showed up for work that morning, the driver had apparently been moonlighting.
The MBTA says the driver worked the graveyard shift at another job before operating the Green Line trolley. He crashed it less than an hour into a shift. MBTA acting head Jonathan Davis says it was the driver's second straight day working 17 and a half hour days.
His schedule was the same the day before. He worked a midnight to 8 a.m. shift with his other employer and then worked from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the MBTA.
3.5 hours later, the driver was back at the overnight shift at the second job. 3 hours after that, he was behind the wheel again.
Because of his alarming disregard for customer and employee safety in performing his duty as a Green Line operator, he was fired. I want to remind our customers that the system is safe. I ride the system every day, and as part of my journey home, I'll be taking the Green Line.
But when Davis took the Green Line home last night, he would not have known whether that driver had been moonlighting as well. MBTA operators are allowed to have second jobs, and they don't have to tell their supervisors about them. Davis says it's up to drivers to make sure they show up for work with enough rest. He says this driver is solely at fault for being inattentive, not the organization.
Well, I think we will take a look to see what we can do. I'm not sure we can legislate what people do outside of the MBTA.
But other transportation agencies do. Mark Littman is with the Los Angeles County MTA. He says their train and bus drivers are required to inform supervisors of outside work.
We need to know what the second job entails. Particularly, we want to know if it entails driving, because we don't want someone to be fatigued when they're driving a 15 to 20 ton bus or a train and get into an accident.
An accident like the one last week at Boylston Station. The MBTA won't name the driver, but acting head Jonathan Davis says the driver had gone through 2 training sessions about preventing fatigue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.